JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we're heading into the hills of St. Andrew ahead of the start of construction to upgrade the Stony Hill Health Center. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
School's out. Are you running up the bills? More free time means more screen time and higher energy bills. Higher energy bills means less money to spend. Unplug tablets, phones, laptops, and other devices once they're charged and don't leave them charging overnight. Turn down the volume on the music and switch off electronics when they're not in use. You're in charge. Conserve energy and save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
The Ministry of Health recently broke ground for the upgrading of the Stony Hill Health Center. The project, being undertaken in partnership with the National Health Fund, NHF, will be carried out at a cost of $59 million. The 12-month renovation work will result in upgrades to the sewage system and the construction of new consultation rooms, nebulization and rehydration areas, all in a bid to improve health service delivery to residents of Stony Hill and surrounding communities.
You're talking about a health center that's serving a number of communities, Stony Hill and its surrounding communities, Park Road, Golden Spring, Temple Hall, Essex Hall, Content, Mount Airy, Mount Pleasant, Iron River, Boone Hall, Mount Prospect, New Gardens, and I could go on. And frankly speaking, if this facility wasn't here, people would end up at the hospitals. And the waiting time there, of course, would be challenged because it would just be difficult to respond. So it is appropriate that we have embarked on this project.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. He says the facility is representative of the crucial function clinics and health centers have in delivering primary health care. Similar upgrades are to be carried out in other parts of the island. But in the meantime, these renovations will improve the delivery of healthcare to over 2,000 Jamaicans who use the facility each month. The NHF is providing funding for the upgrades under the Institutional Benefits Program.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Jamaica recently participated in the United Nations High-Level Political Forum on the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, in New York from July 9 to 18. The discussion was focused on what countries and regions are doing to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. There you'll find a link with government officials holding discussions with other nations about our global obligation to build a better future for our children.
Wamsa,
you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
On our community notice board, the University of the West Indies is inviting the public to come out and enjoy the 19th annual Vice Chancellor's Cricket Match at Sabina Park this Thursday, July 19 at 2 p.m. Chris Gayle, Chadwick Walton, Rovman Powell and Andre Russell will play the Bangladesh touring team in a one-day international day-night event. Admission is free. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.